This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Congressional help for homeowners.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Leaders of the Senate have agreed on a bill to help out the housing market. The plan would give local governments $4 billion to buy and refurbish foreclosed homes. States would have new authority to issue bonds for refinancing subprime mortgages. The bill could face a series of amendments before it comes to a vote, but Senate leaders are hoping they can get that vote quickly. Today, Congress will hear about the safety of passenger jets. There's a hearing on airline maintenance procedures and the FAA's role in overseeing that. Airlines have canceled dozens of flights recently because of missed inspections or safety issues. In fact, yesterday, United Airlines grounded its entire fleet of Boeing 777s. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has more.
During past economic downturns, the airline industry has treated maintenance like a sacred cow. But Kevin Mitchell with the Business Travel Coalition says standards have changed.
Today, at most of these major carriers, everything's on the table, including maintenance.
Instead of doing maintenance at their own facilities in the U.S., he says airlines increasingly outsource the work to non-certified repair stations around the world. Federal regulators allow these shops to do so-called mission-critical work, but Mitchell says the FAA doesn't track how many there are, what work they do, nor which airlines use their services.
So that's an example where the FAA is just turning its head and letting this go on, and it's absolutely egregious.
A new FAA safety audit revealed that airlines complied with its maintenance directives 99% of the time. The agency has also put forth its own plans for raising inspection standards. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Yesterday, Ben Bernanke didn't tell Congress anything new about the economy, but without using the word recession, he indicated we might see one this year. And the Dow lost 48 points to wind up at 12,605. The NASDAQ fell a point to 2361. The S&P 500 was down 2 points to 1367. Today, the markets in Asia closed about 1% higher. European shares are down a fraction so far. The health insurance company WellPoint has announced its new strategy for discouraging medical errors. It says it will no longer reimburse hospitals for botched operations. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
The medical community refers to big mistakes as never events, things hospital staff hope will never happen. Sam Nussbaum is chief medical officer for WellPoint.
We will not be paying for surgery performed on the wrong body part, surgery performed on the wrong patient, nor the wrong surgery performed on a patient.
Later this year, WellPoint plans to stop reimbursement for other things, such as hospital-acquired infections. Nussbaum says WellPoint wants hospitals to invest in better strategies to prevent errors. Atul Gawande is a surgeon at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. He says no one should have to pay for a botched operation, but he says some hospital infections are avoidable, others aren't.
And trying to sort out which are the right ones and then how much of the hospitalization was due to that infection, no one's quite figured out how to do that in a fair way.
Still, Gawande says hospitals should brace themselves because other health insurers are bound to follow suit. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs. AAFP.org/value. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More ThriveQ.com.
One of the big stories this week was Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson's plan to overhaul the financial system. One of the items in his 200-page report would change the way the insurance industry is regulated. Time to visit with our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Chris, the insurance industry hasn't really been part of the recent financial crisis, so why is that in there?
It's in there because what Paulson is trying to do is make the regulatory system more efficient and to reflect changes in our economy and in the financial markets. So he's trying to say, look, the states can't continue to regulate this industry. Let's bring them under federal regulation. So you have the giant Wall Street firms have federal regulation, the giant banks have federal regulation, the giant insurance companies have federal regulation.
But why? Why is federal regulation better than state regulation?
Well, the state system is completely overwhelmed. And I think that is the lesson of the 130 plus years that we've been under state regulation of the insurance industry. It may have worked in 1869 when that became the policy of this country. But, you know, now in 2008, I mean, these are giant companies selling complicated products and all over the country and around the world. I really think that it's an old system that has not kept up with a very modern industry, and there's a real imbalance of knowledge, and we need to move toward federal oversight.
Well, we know how you feel about it and how Paulson feels about it. What about the states? What about the insurance companies?
The states don't like it. I mean, hey, you're losing power. The $1.3 trillion industry is divided. The really big insurance companies, they by and large, they welcome this. They recognize that they're competing with Merrill Lynch. They're competing with Citigroup. They're competing with Fidelity and Vanguard. So you know what? Let's have this national federal umbrella, and then we don't have to do all these applications with 50 states. You know, we can just have one overseer. It makes our lives a lot easier, a lot more efficient. A lot of the independent brokers, a lot of the smaller insurance companies, and of course, as you mentioned, the states, they're really against it.
But as I understand it, Chris, insurance companies would get to choose whether they were regulated by the states or the federal government. Say what?
Yes, let's see. I'll check box A, check box B. I think it makes it a little more politically easier to swallow. The reality is it's federal regulation. If we move in this direction, it's federal regulation, and you can talk all you want about choice. There won't be choice going forward.
All right, Chris Farrell, our economics correspondent. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Feel free to share your thoughts with us online at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.